call 553-4101. First Page of Charleston, a division of Radio Communications of Charleston.
Can grown-ups remember? Every little bit hurts.
It's 9:53 in the morning, 7 before the top of the hour. News Talk WTMA. Real quick, let me get this gentleman up here. Come on over. Come on over. Come on over. Tell me what your first name is. What's your whole name?
Jim.
Huh? Jim. Go and give me your whole name. Your whole
Jim
name.
Langdo.
Jim Langdo. Now, Jim worked at TMA in what years, Jim?
That was 1960,
61, thereabouts. 60 or 1961. So that would have been even before you came
just
on board.
Just a couple of years.
Yeah, a couple of years before.
This precedes just about everybody here.
Yeah. Now tell me what you did on TMA.
At the time when I first got there, I did a show up at the Target Drive-In.
You remember? Yeah.
Yes. I got a story about that, too.
don't tell the story. Don't do the story.
You're talking about the glass booth upstairs.
Yep, that's the
yes,
one.
That
one. And I used to have a little thing. Drove a little sports car, and I had a little thing about let the sunlight sparkle on your wire wheels or something like that.
I remember you.
You remember? Right. Yeah.
I was in high school then.
Yeah.
I came right out of high school into radio with Bob Mitchell hired me.
Right.
Yeah. Lonnie Mathern. Yeah.
So see, that's a name that I hadn't heard in years.
Hey, how you doing?
Jim Langdo, right?
Langdo.
Jim Langdo.
Right.
Jim Langdo.
And,
that was your real name?
That was it.
Wow.
I wasn't smart enough.
That was a great name for radio.
People use their real names.
Yeah.
Anyway, then I got moved to the premiere spot, which was the afternoon deal.
Yeah.
And Bill Walton was the program director.
Yeah.
And he let me have his slot in the afternoon.
How about that?
Oh, that's good. That was good living.
That was afternoon drive time.
Yeah.
That was heavy responsibility.
Yep. And Red Evans came aboard about that time, and he took over my slot up at the Target. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Mr. Easygoing.
You know, people have asked me about that over the years. I'm glad you came down, Jim, because people have said, didn't TMA one time used to broadcast from the old Target Drive-In? And I said, yeah, who did that? And I said, I don't know.
It was a weekend thing. Every weekend, a different jock had to broadcast.
No, I had every night.
Yeah.
How about that?
Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that was big time.
It was six or seven nights a week.
I think it was at 1 o'clock or 12 or whatever it was, then I had to drive all the way down and put my records away.
Oh, gosh, I remember those days. I did the same thing, Jim, up in Columbia, on old WCOS up there in Columbia. Boy, I'm glad you came by this morning. Thank you very much.
I think the only difference we had back then when we had to do it is that they played all the music at the studio. All we had was a mic.
That's all
we had was a mic. Yeah. And one particular
put them away for you.
Oh, yeah, well, sure. And I was leaning back in the chair doing the thing, and all of a sudden I went backwards, and my feet went up, and everything went all over the place, and I'm laying on the ground, and all of a sudden I'm thinking no one's hearing me, and I just shut out this huge obscenity. Back then, if you said something like that, it was immediate capital punishment. They come get you, strapped you in your chair, and that was it. You died, you know.
Cut off some parts.
Right, and I'm putting everything back. I'm taking the mic and putting it next to the radio, and all of a sudden I hear this familiar sound that all engineers hear. You know?
Yeah.
I go, oh, Lord. So I had to end up saying, we're going to dedicate that last song out to two guys I hadn't seen for years, Sonny and Mitch. When I saw them, I just yelled out their names. Sonny and Mitch, I haven't seen you guys for years.